And the next coach on the teleconference is Illinois' Nancy Faye. The Fighting Illini bring back all five starters this year, led by honorable mention All-Big Ten selections Brandi Beasley and Alex Whittinger for Coach Faye, who's in her first season at Illinois following a 31-year Hall of Fame career at Washington University in St. Louis. Coach, welcome to the Big Ten. Thanks for joining us today. Could you please make some opening remarks, and then we'll take some questions.
Well, I'm just really excited to be at the University of Illinois. I feel like the kids have done a great job of adjusting to a new staff. We're excited to get started, and, you know, it's something I think that we're taking a lot of pride in right now and moving forward for the university.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media.
To ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Ralph Bernardchik, Rutgers Radio Network.
Good morning, Coach. I look forward to meeting you at some point later this season when we get into Big Ten play. Coach, so I'm wondering, when you take over a program, particularly when you're stepping forward from Division III into Division I, what's maybe been the biggest adjustment you've had to make when it's just, you know, you're recruiting with scholarships, you're perhaps recruiting different programs or even different areas. What's kind of been the biggest adjustment for you personally with all of your coaching experience, but making this jump into the Big Ten?
Well, on a positive side, you know, where I was, we still recruited. So the area was a national recruiting base because the school reflected that, with a lot of recruiting in the Midwest. So that's been positive in the sense that some relationships had been developed. On the flip side of that, obviously, you know, getting to know players earlier, that's been something that we've been really aware of, to develop relationships with players, you know, from eighth grade on. And so that has been a bit of an adjustment in the sense of developing those relationships. But I can guarantee you we're working at that very hard to make sure everybody knows that University of Illinois is here and we're rolling.
And, Coach, what have you done, you know, as you take over the program, I mean, from a team bonding perspective, or it's always, of course, a buzzword, but from a changing the culture perspective, what are some of the things perhaps behind the scenes you've done in terms of exercises or team bonding to perhaps set a foundation from that perspective?
Well, I think the first thing is you better know each kid by name and story. Know them as individuals, and that's the first place I started. We're probably on our fourth meetings with various things we've done since I've taken over the job, from hour and a half meetings to maybe a little shorter meetings to try to get to know them. I think that's valuable. When you start knowing them as individuals, and then you can start, I think, blending them as a team, and that was my priority. And so, you know, as far as actually, you know, team bonding activities, I think it's more important that's where we started. And the kids have responded really, really well.
Thank you, Coach.
Your next question is from Michelle Vopel, ESPN.com.
Hey, good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Your story is not very common. There's just not very many cases of somebody basically building one of the greatest programs in the history of Division III, becoming a Hall of Famer, and then making the jump that you did. I wonder, could you reflect on how was that a difficult decision to make that choice? Were you and what's it been like since then in terms of, you know, just a different, you know, being in such a different place after so much success, you know, at Washington?
Well, I think the first thing, if it wasn't difficult, I think that would reflect badly on my choice for 30 years. There was a lot of friendships there developed. I believed in what I was doing there. I believed in the kids. And it was a good situation, but I also think that tells you how much this job also meant to me on the flip side. I was a Big Ten kid a long time ago, played in the Big Ten. And, you know, when someone, you know, knocks on your door and says, hey, would you like to, you know, coach at the Big Ten level at the University of Illinois and has that kind of trust in you, sure, it was difficult from a personal, emotional, you know, relationship I had with Washington University. But by gosh, well, what an incredible opportunity at the same time. And it's just something I could not, you know, resist, in the sense of, you know, somewhere in the back of my mind, you know, I was like, you know, whether it was a Big Ten or Division One, I, through the course of my years, there was opportunity to move to Division One. It was just situations that wasn't quite the right fit for me. This one was.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Shelley Till, Big Ten Network.
Good morning, Coach. Say, with the first game rapidly approaching, what would you say currently you believe are your team's top two strengths and the two biggest areas you're focusing on for improvement?
Well, let's start with the improvement area. I want to be here for 10 years and have my system in already, and everybody knew what I was doing. It goes from just learning our drills, learning our system. I mean, you just can't make certain things go fast. And I think coaches are naturally impatient from the beginning of that. And so just trying to make sure we're understanding that. That's not something really, it's something that anybody can control right now. I mean, you listen to coaches talk after a couple of years, it's like, hey, we're moving faster, we're putting things in. I think that's just a reality of it. So if there's an area of improvement, I think it's just something, one of those things we just can't control. Because of that, we got to shoot the ball a little bit better. We can create shots, but because they're thinking a little bit right now, I think that's something that naturally will happen. The strengths right for us, we have some players that were a young team that have seen the Big Ten. There's players that played as freshmen that I think are key to, been there, done that. So I think that's going to be help for us as we move forward. I think the fact that, the kids have not fought this change. They have, I mean, it's not that it's easy, but they haven't fought us. And I think that's really important. If you get kids that are buying in on that culture and understand what we're trying to create here, that can only be a positive.
And can you expand on exactly what your system, what it is that you're trying to implement with them? In an ideal world, what would you be doing?
Well, I think the thing is, if you talk into recruiting, you talk to coaches, hey, we're going to play fast. We're going to play great defense. And I think that somewhere along the line, good teams don't let other good teams just run. So to me, we better be able to have organization in what we're doing, and that if you're going to drive, you know where the other kids are going to be, and that we can manipulate sometimes teams into, okay, if you think we're doing this, we're doing that. And I think that's true. That still translates in playing fast, but I don't mind using our brain either and trying to, strategically go after some things. So, I love the fast game, but it just doesn't mean we're like free for all land, and everybody can go one-on-one, because I always see when you go one-on-one, there's four kids standing. And there might be a kid out there that I think can stop that one-on-one player. You better know what to do when that happens.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. Best of luck this season.
I appreciate that.